Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just talking fitness with my pal Lorenzo Alexander. We're just doing some weightlifting talk during the break. It's not a big deal. It's what athletes do. We just hang out, talk about how you get swole. Welcome back to the show. It's great Nate here on The Fan. Lorenzo Alexander, one more segment with him today. He'll be back on Thursday. He is filling in for GP today and Thursday. I always appreciate him hanging out. We do this every day. It's a thing called the double play. But before we do, I want to remind you that the Beltway Blitz comes up at high noon. Spin you around the Beltway and all the sports that you care about here locally in D.C. But it is time, as promised, every day at 11:45. What's going on in our lives has nothing to do with sports. It's called the double play, Tommy. So, because I've got Lorenzo Alexander in here, I want to ask you the following. Are you a show watcher? Because my wife and I can't really go to movies anymore because of the kids. I know you got right. Kids.
Yeah, we have a date night, though. We get to some movies.
Oh, you still do it?
Yeah. Babysitter. I got my brother. He can watch kids. I got an older daughter.
That's your trade. That's his trade-off for all the workout advice and everything else?
Yeah. A little bit of the trade-off.
And then
I'm like everybody else, Netflix, Hulu.
Right. So yeah. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, et cetera.
Right.
What are you watching now?
I'm actually catching up on House of Cards.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so that's kind of my show right now.
Where are you? How far do you remember?
I am, what is it, season 5, episode, 63?
So you're almost to the end. You're almost caught up all the way.
Yeah, I almost caught up all the way. Yeah.
Nice. Give me some of your, just top of your head, no, putting you on the spot here, some of your power rankings, just Netflix shows, Hulu shows, whatever, just some things you love.
Some things that I watch.
Yeah.
Obviously, Game of Thrones.
Sure.
I watch a couple of Showtimes. What is the one? I can't think of it. Another one is it's based on a cult. I haven't seen it. It was only one season. It was called it might have been The Cult.
The
Following.
The one with Kevin Bacon.
Yes, The Following.
I have not seen that. Is it good?
Yes, The Following. Yes, that's good.
It looked good.
Yeah, and it's a whole bunch of them, but you caught me off guard with this. This wasn't on our list last night.
You're
for
right.
The double play.
You're right.
I could have looked up some shows.
I totally screwed you. I'm sorry. Because here's what I wanted to get to. I wanted to get to Game of Thrones. That was the point of something
right,
you said.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is my number one.
Are you
Power is another one.
I've heard. Is it good?
It's really good.
It looks good to me.
Yeah.
Did you watch Stranger Things on Netflix?
I have watched Stranger Things. I haven't really got into that, but I've watched it.
I am giddy about it. The release date for the next one is right before Halloween this year, October 27th, season 2.
What is else? Black Mirror? Is that the other one?
Yes.
Watch that with the little different episodes. I like that. It's a whole bunch of them out there that are really, really good that me and my wife watch, or I'll watch a whole bunch of them doing training camp. And
it's the best.
I just have time just to binge watch.
That ability to do that has changed everything for me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the only show that I tolerate waiting a week is Game of Thrones. It's this Sunday.
Yeah.
It's finally back. What are you most excited to see? What's your favorite storyline? What are you most into? Thank you, Tommy.
Ooh.
That's what I like.
Man, it's so much, man. The show is so complex.
It's massive.
Things got going on. I just really love the I love Jon Snow. I'm all in
for him. Of course
you do. But I really want to see the one that's most intriguing to me is one of the brothers that is blind but has the powers of be able to see through the birds and stuff like that.
You're thinking Bran.
Bran.
Who can't
walk. Right. So him and his whole story, I want to see where that leads and what he's going to
Didn't it feel like we're wasting time for a while?
Yeah,
and now we're here.
Right. And he's has all this power and is kind of taking over for this mythical being.
The three-eyed raven.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
This is your warning. If you are not caught up on Game of Thrones, massive spoiler alert. So, Tommy, de-headphone yourself. Maybe even leave the room. Dar, run the board for Tommy for a second. I have a couple theories.
And you a nerd with it. You got all
course,
the care.
Of course. So you're walking into a nerd den. Your brother's looking at me like I'm a three-eyed raven. Do you believe that Jon Snow ends up riding a dragon? Because he's part Targaryen.
Yes.
I love it. Do you believe Tyrion Lannister ends up riding a dragon?
No.
I like it. Do you believe, as I do, that Bran, as the third, is now the three-eyed raven?
Yeah.
And he's basically been slipping through time because of the trees and everything else. Do you believe, as I do, that he's actually Brandon the Builder, referenced many times over in the Stark family lineage? He's the guy that built the initial wall in the first place because he knows the danger.
Wow.
What about that?
You ruined it for me. You're ruining it because I didn't know all this information here.
What, I just ruined it?
You ruined that coming together like that.
These are fan theories.
Yeah, see, but I don't get on all the blogs like that and look at it. I just told you that was probably the one I was most interested about, seeing where it went.
This is me guessing. I don't know.
I don't know if you're guessing, though. You just kind of ruined that, too. That's probably what's going to happen.
I've been accused of ruining Game of Thrones by many people. I have no idea if it's true or not. But here's the thing, though. The show is ahead of the book, so I don't know anything.
Right.
I stopped knowing when the guy... God, I don't want to spoil anything. I'm going to spoil anything for all the people. It's been out for months and years. You've had enough time to catch up.
I'm way behind. I deserve whatever I get.
I stopped knowing, basically, the beginning of last season. Okay. What was going to happen?
They're kind of off book. They're doing their own thing.
Seriously. So George R. R. Martin, the guy that wrote these things, has talked to the producers and showrunners, and he's basically given them a map, and they've changed enough even from the books before that.
Okay.
Where I have no idea.
All right. See, I didn't read the book, so I'm just watching the show. So you're all in.
I did because I'm not popular, and people don't like me as much.
That's okay.
Yeah. And so that's how I choose to fill my time instead is by fantasy novels and the written word. The thing that I want to see so badly, is somehow, and I don't know how it's going to happen, I need the Night King and the White Walkers facing off against Daenerys, Jon Snow, whomever, and the dragons. Because the whole books are called The Song of Ice and Fire. Right. I need to see the ice versus the fire.
Oh, that's going to happen. It has to happen.
What is your favorite? Who's your favorite character? Is it Jon Snow?
Yeah, I just love his story.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Did that reveal last season?
For a long time, it was Daenerys. I loved her as well.
Did you get bored with her?
They kind of got weird for a while. It was wasting my time.
Yes.
So Jon Snow has kind of taken over.
It's exasperating when she's like, I am the mother of dragons, and I'm the queen.
Right.
Then do something. Leave or go.
Right.
Do something.
Right.
So in the books, there's basically 1.5 books where she simply whines for thousands of pages. And it's just a giant waste of time. And you're like, I no longer care about this person.
Right, yeah.
And then, you remember, when they're in the arena, she brings back the battles.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jorah Mormont shows back up and he's like, hello, it's me, Your Majesty. Right, Grayscale, whatever. Mm-hmm, and he shows back up and saves her. Remember the Black Dragon? Remember when Drogon rolls in? That's the greatest page I've ever written in the history of books.
Really?
And I felt like, okay, you know what? I take it all back. It wasn't a waste of time. I was paying my dues just for this moment when Drogon came in and wrecked S.
To see the look on your face,
you get it,
is awesome.
You're smelling when I step in, right?
Yeah.
And again, I think I probably just ruined Game of Thrones for a bunch of people out there.
Oh, man.
I've done that many times before. Listen, spoiler alert's fine that week. Spoiler alert's even fine a couple months later. Everything has been out, available on HBO Go for years. Catch up, man.
Exactly. Don't let them troll you. I mean, that's all they're going to do. They probably watch it, just want to say something to you.
Yeah, I don't want to look at my mentions because they're going to be mad. Zoe, this was awesome, buddy. Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, no, anytime. I guess I'll see you Thursday.
See you in a couple days. He's off to train and be physically fit. I'm here for another couple hours, and I'm going to eat my snacks. Appreciate it, as always, dude. I'll see you then.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, buddy. That is Lorenzo Alexander. Beltway Blitz is up next right here on 106.7 The Fan. Hey, it is Danny Ruye still. I want to tell you about my guys at Tempered Ford. I love them. You will too. Go see him. Fairfax Chantilly. Click away at TedBritt.com. I loved him so much, I got my second car from Ted Britt Ford, right? We're a two-car family, the Ruyes. We got our commutes. We got our kid. Growing family, all that stuff, right? Wife's got the Ford Edge. I've got the Ford Fusion. It's plugged in downstairs right now. That's right. I said plugged in because it's charging up. I got tired of paying for gas, so I don't. I just got electricity when I come to work every single day. I love that. You see that car right there? I love that car. I love that car. You will too. They do big things and little things for you, right? They want to take care of you for life. So they'll replace your battery once every few years. They'll get you a windshield replacement. You crack your windshield, they'll fix it for you. That's when you have Ted Britt for life. New, pre-owned vehicles, anything less than 100,000 miles, doesn't matter. They will take care of it. That's how they earn your business. Get you great value for your trade-in. Get you a great deal on the lot right now at Ted Britt Ford. They'll give you top dollar for that trade-in. Think about that old busted joint you're driving around in. You don't have to anymore. Upgrade yourself with an incredible selection of new and pre-owned Fords, cars, trucks, and subs, or SUVs to the layperson. And when you get out there, tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.